That was a dangerous business for the borrower. In the end, the Lombards invariably owned the estates, and the knight became a bankrupt, who hired himself out as a fighting man to a more powerful and more careful neighbor. His grace could also go to that part of the town where the Jews were forced to live. There he could borrow money at a rate of 50 or 60% interest. That, too, was bad business, but was there a way out? Some of the people of the little city which surrounded the castle were said to have money. They had known the young lord all his life. His father and their fathers had been good friends. They would not be unreasonable in their demands. Very well, his lordship's clerk, a monk who could write and keep accounts, sent a note to the best-known merchants, and asked for a small loan. The townspeople met in the workroom of the jeweller, who made chalices for the nearby churches, and discussed this demand. They could not well refuse. It would serve no purpose to ask for interest. In the first place, it was against the religious principles of most people to take interest, and in the second place it would never be paid except in agricultural products, and of these the people had enough and to spare. But, suggested the tailor, who spent his days quietly sitting upon his table, and who was somewhat of a philosopher, suppose that we ask some favour in return for our money. We are all fond of fishing, but his lordship won't let us fish in his brook,